Soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, it is Monday, the 16th day of May, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The purpose of the day, I repeat this a lot, but it is so very foundationally important, and that would be to work on your physical fitness. It's going to be different things for different people. Everybody's limitations, whether you're a 65-year-old grandmother or an 18-year-old Marine, everybody has physical limitations. Work within those limitations and do the best you can. We do a patient waiting green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating EMP Shield devices into your home, your lifestyle, will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us, sir. Well, I got to see General Michael Flynn over the weekend and meet and talk with his niece, a very lovely young lady, and inviting General Flynn to be a guest on my show, which I would love to see happen. I got to meet Dr. Brian Artis, get reacquainted with Ambassador Alan Keyes. I was his bodyguard for a day back about 20 years ago. He had a speaking engagement. It was a great weekend in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, for the Reawaken America Tour, sponsored by Clay Clark. A lot of great speakers, 24 speakers, a lot of great folks there. And I'm really glad that I went. Andrew, we have several headlines here I want to get our conversation started with, just to get people's attention. This is at Steve Quayle's website. I've known Steve since the late 90s when I started interviewing him on my first radio show in St. Louis. Let's see, here we go. This is about the third headline down. Biden White House now embracing piracy, signs off on a plan to sell seized Russian assets, give proceeds to Ukraine. the subheadline, Piracy on the Potomac. This is illegal and will further the world's contempt for the USA. Suggest they fly the pirate flag. A couple of more headlines down. Listen carefully. Russian threatens to deploy tactical nuclear weapons on its European border when NATO bases appear in Sweden and Finland, as Stockholm now joins Helsinki in confirming what they want to join the alliance. Okay, a couple more headlines down. United States Admiral surrenders to Russia at Mariupol, Ukraine, at as of 6:17 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A photo purported to be a U.S. Navy Admiral Eric Olson has been released, allegedly showing the admiral under arrest by Russian troops. A couple more headlines down. North Korea's explosive COVID outbreak, this looks like propaganda to me, Andrew, went from no patients to 820,000 plus cases and 40 deaths in just 3 days. That's not possible. that's not possible. Okay, one more headline here. The United States is expanding its goals in Ukraine. Comments by political and military leaders suggest the goal is no longer to drive Russia to the negotiating table, but to seek total defeat of Russian forces. That increases the odds of catastrophe. There's more headlines there related to what we're concerned about here, Andrew, but that's certainly enough to get people's attention, isn't it?
Oh, there's a lot going on, and those are all very important headlines. The propaganda from North Korea, something's going on there. I haven't quite figured it out yet, but there is something going on there. I'm just
let's talk about the North Korea. Of course, North Korea shares a border with Communist China and Russia. That's their shared borders. It was January 2020. I was on my first, probably only, Caribbean cruise, and these videos were coming out of China, which included men walking down the street in Wuhan, falling face to first onto the concrete, bleeding out and dying, allegedly from COVID-19, which they were calling the coronavirus, I think, at the time. That was the beginning, and then at the same time, we were seeing Chinese officials welding the doors shut and welding the windows shut of apartment buildings. We saw Chinese officials building roadblocks to keep people from entering villages or exiting villages. Very scary stuff, and I have to admit it. It got my attention. Now that was the beginning point. I don't know if you know how much that you saw, Andrew, but I watched it very carefully, not as carefully as I should have, it turns out. But that was the beginning.
Remember. I saw all of it, and I tell people never forget that. That's the propaganda history right there. We kind of called it out. And don't get me wrong, I was scared too. I think I was sitting in an airport in Korea about to go, I think, back to the United States. I had just, I had just met my fiance a week prior. That's about right. But I was sitting in an airport thinking, oh my gosh, is this finally the zombie apocalypse, right? A couple months later, when COVID had finally hit the United States, a little bit harder, I realized that that was clearly not true and not real, what we had seen on TV, because.
Now, here's something I didn't do, and I don't know if you did or not. I did not watch those videos of men falling down, bleeding out, with discernment. Now, about 6 months ago, I did. And when I did watch him with discernment and not fear, I saw the following. First of all, to do what was done in those videos, you have to be a world-class athlete for the following reason. When you watch those same videos more carefully with discernment, you'll see that these world-class athletes had their hands below their waist and were able to catch themselves and stop their body, stop their face from hitting the concrete, because they were athletic enough to have their hands below their waist and touch the concrete before their face did, preventing their face from hitting with full force. Now, I didn't know that till about 6 months ago. How about you, Andrew?
No, I guess I had never considered that. All I remembered was the chaos of people dying in the streets, right. You know, and then I never really analyzed it. I just knew that it seemed to be a little extreme, because not a little, a lot extreme.
A lot extreme. Now, fast forward, that was almost 2.5 years ago. Not quite, pretty close to 2.5 years ago. Now, here we are 2.5 years later, and we got crazy, scary numbers coming out of North Korea. I believe they're attempting to try to start the same fear all over again. What do you think, sir?
Oh, now that's a good, that's a very good point. They could be. You know, there's the stuff going on in China with the lockdowns, and now there's the stuff in North Korea going on. I guess that would make sense. They're trying to create maybe a little bit more panic. That's certainly a possibility.
Well, we don't know yet, but we have to regard that as a possibility.
Now, a possibility, going back to,
yes, sir. Going back to what's going on now, Sweden has traditionally been a neutral country. They were neutral during World War II, and now they're playing footsie with NATO, and it looks like the Swedish government is going to go ahead and move forward to request acceptance into NATO. Finland shares a border with Russia. They beat the hell out of Russia when they invaded in World War II with trained marksmen. And the Russians got a really bloody nose invading Finland. This all happened within living memory. Living memory mean there's men and women alive now who are alive and have memories of when those events took place in Europe in the 1940s. Granted, they're older folks, but they're still alive. That's what the term living memory means. There's still people alive who were alive when those events took place. The same thing same thing in Russia. Now, one of the differences between the Russian military and the Chinese military is their generals basically never go into retirement. As long as they're healthy and they want to serve, they serve well into their 80s, even into their 90s, don't they?
Yeah, that's certainly been the case with many of them. You know, and I think that part of that is because Russia seems to value the wealth of knowledge that their senior leaders have acquired, and they've certainly been through a lot. And this isn't talking good against Russia, but they certainly have been through a lot. And, you know, so they seem to retain a lot of leadership.
Russia has been invaded about every 33 years for centuries. Right. Now, that's their history. Now, the whole thing about being communist is relatively new, one century old. Now just to give people a heads up, New York City has weather records going back about 150, maybe almost 200 years. Moscow has weather records going back 1,000 years.
Wow.
Wow is right. There's a few places on the planet that have weather records, daily weather records, going back 1,000+ years, but Moscow is one of them. And I've always heard Europeans refer to Europe as the old country. And until I was actually in Prague, Czech Republic, and I physically walked across the same bridge, the exact same bridge, where the Czech people, the Czech army, stopped the invading Vikings with hatchets and axes and swords and spears. Until I was actually walking across that very same bridge, I really didn't appreciate the true nature of that history. But Europeans do. They appreciate and know their own history, don't they, sir?
They do, and the history really is incredible. There's a lot of history, and a lot of people don't even, I'm kind of I haven't really done enough of the research to learn all of the history, but I have become familiar with quite a bit of it, and it's very interesting, and it's a long history, and lots going on over there, and it's certainly played into the way people act, depending on what country they're from and what culture they're from.
I was on the phone. My wife was still alive in 2017 when I was in Prague to get the Prague Peace Prize. And I was on the phone with my wife that night after I walked across that bridge. And I told her that that's where the Czech army stopped the Vikings. And she said, "Honey, how do they do that?" And I said, "With axes and swords and spears. That's how they stopped the invading Vikings." Warfare has always been brutal, but But warfare with axes and swords and knives and spears is particularly brutal up close and personal, isn't it?
It's incredibly brutal. I couldn't even imagine, to be honest.
Well, it's that's one of the things now. I think when you were in, as when I was in, they still had bayonet fighting mm-hmm. as part of the training and basic training, didn't they?
Oh, we did. That's right. Yeah. Blood makes the grass grow red.
Right. You know they no longer do.
That's right. Yeah, that kind of blows my mind a little bit, too, because not that it's something you probably never would end up using it, although with the way things are going now, I guess you don't know for sure, but it kind of was designed to harden you.
Well, let me help you out here, Andrew. It's to instill the spirit of the warrior into these young civilians that they're trying to turn to soldiers.
Sure.
That's the whole purpose of it, is to turn young men, and unfortunately young women, into alpha male warriors. That's the whole goal there. Mm-hmm. The same thing with being a paratrooper. The last combat parachute operation was in Vietnam, and they really didn't need to do it, but I'm not sure it was the 101st or the 82nd, but the general finally convinced the higher staff to let them make a combat parachute jump. But the odds of another combat parachute jump are almost non-existent, but it's well known that men who volunteer to be paratroopers, by the very nature, probably are alpha male warriors, and once they go through the parachute training, they really are alpha male warriors. And that's another aspect of the paratrooper training, is to turn civilians into alpha male warriors who will perform when the time comes. There's no guarantee. You can go through parachute training, your bayonet training, hand-to-hand combat training. And the guy on my left, when I was in the Tet Offensive, the first time a shot was fired, the guy on my right held his position. I held my position. The guy on my left curled up into the fetal position where he couldn't do anything except pray for safety, I guess. I don't know what the young man did. But and every young man that has that question in his mind, what will I do when the bullets start flying? They really don't know until it actually happens, do they?
They don't. And, you know, that's, you know, we've often discussed how people change when it comes to actually, you know, being involved in war or being involved in fighting. And you really don't know how most people are going to react until that point in time. And you get a really good judge of the character and of the friends to your side when that actually occurs.
Yeah. Now, getting back to the topic at hand, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. Andrew and I are both veterans of the U.S. military, and we've been through a lot of training. We've seen a lot of stuff, and based on our knowledge and our experience, I'm concerned for my family. That's why I've equipped my entire family, my daughter, my son-in-law, all three of my grandchildren, with EMP shield devices. And my home is equipped with EMP shield devices. My vehicles are equipped with EMP shield devices. And we have the opportunity right now to do this because everything worked. We have electricity, the internet works, credit cards work, postal service. The majority of these are shipped by Postal Service, or I guess some may go UPS or FedEx. But everything works right now on the 16th day of May, 2022. As it appears, the war drums are beginning to be beat off into the distance, aren't they?
That's correct. I mean, you've got Russia threatening the use of nuclear weapons. You've got Russia and China threatening the use of super EMP weapons. You've got North Korea doing nuclear or attempting to do more nuclear testing. You've got Iran, who just a report just came out from Peter Pry. Most people, if you don't know Peter Pry, he's one of the better known experts in the world on EMP. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I've had Peter Pry on this show. We get back from the break. Andrew's going to give us a summary for all you new listeners of just what in the world is EMP and how to protect from it. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. EMP Shield has graciously grandfathered the listeners of the John Moore Radio Show into the $50 per unit discount. Andrew, if you could please, give us a summary of what in the world is this EMP thing? And, of course, coronal mass ejections, which is a related topic. What is it? How does it work? And how do we protect from it? Please proceed, sir.
Yeah, thanks, John. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And many people these days have heard of it, although most of them have heard about it in science fiction books, science fiction movies, video games. And a lot of people seem to not think it's a real thing. But however, it's actually one of the most devastating weapons that a lot of our adversaries currently have in their weapons arsenals. The way electromagnetic pulse works is actually created by a nuclear weapon. Although there is other things like energy weapons out there, an EMP is created by a nuclear weapon going off in the atmosphere. So not at the ground level like we're used to seeing or people commonly think. It's actually going off. They project that one of the better altitudes would be at roughly 300 miles above the Earth. There's also some new projections that simultaneous bombs would go off at around 50 to 75 miles above the Earth in specific regions around the United States. But for this scenario, we'll just use a single bomb going off, at roughly the height of the International Space Station. So when this bomb does go off, you're not actually going to see it at the ground level. You might see a little speck in the sky if it's nighttime, but during the day, you're not going to see it. So often in the movies, you'll see this thing going off, and that's probably not the case. And so the way it works is the bomb is actually designed to release large portions of gamma radiation and matter. And when that occurs, the gamma radiation, the bomb goes off in all directions, which matters for the third phase, but during the first two phases of the EMP, it's the gamma radiation and the matter that passes through the atmosphere towards the ground level of the Earth. And when it passes through, it creates a thing called ionization. And all that really means is that gamma radiation and the matter is stripping that electricity or those freed electrons from the atmosphere and shooting them downwards towards the Earth at an incredibly high rate of speed. Of the three phases of an EMP, the E1 is the fastest, and it's roughly 50,000 volts per meter in the nanoseconds. You know, they believe it's a peak around 5 nanoseconds that hits the ground level, and then the second phase is in the microseconds, and it's also roughly 50,000 volts per meter. And this is an incredible amount of energy that's going directly towards the Earth. A single EMP above Kansas would encompass the entire United States, portions of Mexico, and the southern portion of Canada, just to show how large of a area this could reach. And what's going to happen is during the E1 and the E2, that energy is inducing directly into the grid, directly into your home, directly into your electronics, and pretty much anything with a transistor, resistor, diode, microprocessor, things with silicon arsenide are mostly going to be destroyed, right? To include portions of the grid, which this is a myth that the E3 portion's what's going to kill the grid, and which I'll explain in a second. Although it does create some issues and damage to the grid, the E1 and E2 are actually going to do a large portion of the damage, especially because the grid is such a large antenna. And so the first two phases is what's really getting rid of most of the microelectronics and our way of life as we know it, to include the internet, communications. If the portions of the grid do go down from that, you're going to lose your power. And then the third phase, which we call the E3 portion, is actually created from that nuclear weapon pushing outwards onto the magnetosphere. And so it creates a fluctuation in the magnetosphere because it's trying to sit in its normal shape around the Earth, and that bomb pushes on it, making it fluctuate. And when it fluctuates to get back into that shape that it likes to sit in, at the ground level of the Earth, a charge begins building. And the E3 is not really going to, it's not, like, as an example, your home's not large enough to induce this energy by itself, but the grid is so large that, you know, it's a mile, 10 miles, 100 miles long, that it is able to induce this charge and build this charge over time. So at a certain point, it hits a critical level, and then portions of the grid that were not destroyed from the first two phases of the EMP then begin to take damage, like portions of substations, transformers. The energy does find its way into homes. It does find its way into power production plants, nuclear power facilities, you name it. And so, long story short, is by the end of these three phases of an EMP, we have gone back to the 1800s. Most modern-day vehicles are going to cease to function. Your access to clean running water will eventually or will have stopped. You know, the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will be dead within 1 year after an EMP, and that's because of a lack of food, a lack of water, disease. You know, if you think about it, all the things that you need to fix the broken parts and pieces are also broken. You don't have resupply. So really, our way of life as we know it has completely changed.
Well said. Well said. Okay, Andrew, hold on, everybody. Hold on. We've got a question or comment. We've got a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com, revised and made to be more easily navigable, quicker to find what you're looking for a couple of weeks ago. New photographs of myself at my website, in addition to myself on my Kawasaki Nomad. There's a nice photo of me sitting in the library and wearing my tiger stripe uniform, preparing to make a parachute jump. That was done just about 3 or 4 weeks before I went to Prague, Czech Republic, to accept the Prague Peace Prize, by the way. Steve O'Neill's latest article will be published in his panel before the day is over. Very insightful, as always, Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. And, of course, I'm really happy and so proud that Mike Lindell's people reached out to me to become a dealer for Mike Lindell's excellent line of sheets and pillows and towels and slippers and sleepwear, up to 66% off. And of course, energy cleaners. I'll be getting caught up on the back orders again this week. I'll be shipping several more energy cleaners to Australia, where healthcare professionals have found out about it and are buying them now in bulk. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Want the best night's sleep you've had in decades? You need an energy cleaner. Get rid of the arthritis pain? Yes, you also need an energy cleaner. Only $285 for the time being. The mattress pads that go with it? No, the mattress pads do not work by themselves. mattress pad plug into the energy cleaner are available also at my website. Check out the details. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew, we're talking about the events of the day and how incorporating EMP shield devices in your daily life can help you, help your spouse, help that grandchild that's off at college get home, make that one most important trip of their life to get home from wherever they are to safety with their family. And in addition, there's a big bonus for your home and your generator and your solar panel controls. Andrew's going to describe this for us in a moment. A big bonus on protection from lightning and an industry-leading $25,000 insurance policy. Please tell us about that, Andrew.
Yeah, it's actually it's incredible. So when we originally created the EMP shield, it was designed for EMP, you know, the defense of electromagnetic pulse. And what we quickly realized was that we've also created a incredibly advanced lightning protection system. In fact, it's so advanced that we do guarantee lightning protection. And it's incredibly inexpensive compared to even the next best thing, which is thousands and thousands of dollars. And even those better things still don't guarantee protection. And the reason we're able to do this is because of the speed of the device and how robust it actually is and the way that it operates to protect against EMP. It's backed by a national insurance carrier. So what makes this special, other than specs, is really the warranty. And I challenge anybody to look this up, what I'm about to tell you. Please do. I love to hear people's responses later on this when I ask them to go look this up. Go look at the major surge protectors out there that want you to think that they protect against lightning. You'll have lightning strikes on the box. You'll have in the brochure or in the specs that'll show like the lightning protection areas and which device you should purchase. And we're talking about major surge protectors. If you look at their warranties, and I challenge anybody to do this, you will see that they do not cover acts of God, which is lightning, and a lot of them don't cover over voltage, which is a power surge. So right there, that in that very first part that I just described, their warranty will not cover for most of them. So I have yet to find one, I believe, that will cover an act of God, or that says it specifically covers lightning. A couple of them will cover over voltage, but most of them even won't cover over voltage, which means that their warranty is, it's not very good, right, if it's not going to cover the things that they want you to think that you're protecting against. So that's number one. In EMP Shield's warranty, we specifically say that we do 100% guarantee lightning protection. And, of course, we also cover overvoltage. And we guarantee it. It's backed by $25,000. The next thing, and this is also very important, and go look this up if you don't believe me, pull up those other major surge protectors' warranties again. The majority of these warranties of the other companies, the warranty is not standalone. It will normally require you to file your claim first with your home's insurance policy, and then their warranty will pick up the remainder of what fits that wasn't covered from your home's insurance, which is just blows my mind. Our warranty is it's a standalone warranty, meaning that you don't even have to file it with your home's insurance policy first. You could use it, if you chose to, you could use it as a standalone policy guaranteeing surge protection and light protection on your home. So it's an incredible warranty. We have yet to find anything else out there like it. And I challenge anybody to go look at what I've just told you, and you'll see the same things that I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, lightning can happen anywhere. Obviously, in South Florida, a lot more chance than, let's say, the desert of Arizona. But lightning happens and can happen and does happen anywhere. That's just the nature of lightning. Mm-hmm. I've suffered minor lightning damage. A very dear friend of mine suffered about between $10,000 and $20,000 worth of lightning damage at his facility. And this was 25, 30 years ago. He had state-of-the-art lightning protection that was available at that time, but he still suffered a lot of lightning damage. And he was tracking down and recovering from that for a good 3 years because of the complexity of his facility. So most of us don't have that kind of complexity at our homes, but the inconvenience and the expense, quite frankly, I don't need it. And Andrew, right. about three weeks ago, the pastor of my church and his wife stopped by to visit, and I gave him a quick tour of my home. And I took the pastor back to show him my circuit breaker, and I said, "You see that little plastic thing hanging down there with the green LED?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "John, what is that?" And I says, "That tells me two things. First of all, the EMP shield device is installed. Second of all, that it's working because the light was lit up." And so I was giving him a heads up so he can do the same thing himself. He may or may not do that for his home, but I would love to see him do that and see everybody protect their home from lightning as well as EMP. Now, the odds of being hit by lightning Absolutely. Are not 100%, but they're pretty great. The lightning does not have to strike the house. Well, if the lightning strikes, even within, I've seen lightning damage a quarter from 250 yards away from a quarter mile away. Actually, 220 yards is a quarter mile. But so it doesn't have to strike the house itself to cause damage, does it?
It doesn't. And, you know, it blows my mind. We started this company. I didn't expect to really be getting into a part of the business doing lightning. But, you know, after we realized its capabilities, we've got many tens of thousands of these out across the United States. And over the years, we've had hundreds, like hundreds upon hundreds in homes with direct lightning strikes. And tons of testimonials. We've got a thing that we're building called the Wall of Fame, because after the customer takes the hit, we have them send it back so we can evaluate the performance. And, you know, we're always continuing to try to improve our design of the device. And so we've got a wall that we're building of nothing but EMP shields that protected people's homes. You know, we're protecting billions of dollars worth of equipment currently. And they work. We had a water pumping station up in North Kansas. The northeast corner of Kansas, I think it was Rural Water District 2. I can't remember the exact. But they actually have a testimonial out there. They took a lightning strike and was able to save all their equipment and was able to keep thousands of people's water turned on even after a lightning strike. And, you know, EMP Shield, especially after that and a lot of other things and the credibility of what we've been doing, you know, we've got an AG's office purchasing, we've got counties purchasing, we've got police departments purchasing, sheriff's departments, you name it, fire departments, all kinds of people in Kansas and around the United States, you know, at the government level, not just military, but at the government level is also purchasing this. Something really neat that I think I can finally tell the world is we just finished a series of tests with a company called Meditech, and it's owned by a gentleman named Bill Radafsky. He's was originally from the U.S. EMP Commission. Some people refer to him as one of the godfathers of EMP. He's been very heavily involved in EMP. He's worked alongside Peter Pry. I think he helped create a lot of the testing standards that are out there right now. And so he just finished a series of tests on the EMP Shield to show the capabilities against the E1, because the E1 is the hardest part of the EMP to protect against. And we're happy to report that we passed with him as well, which is very cool. So those test reports should be out in the next week or two on the website. At least the redacted versions will be, because there was some other technology in the reports that's not quite on the consumer side. But so we're very proud of that, and it's a very, very amazing piece of technology.
Well, you're closer to this than I am. Now, I was disappointed to find out that the Obama administration was actively blocking funding to protect the national power grid. I thought up until I found that out that it was just an inadvertent Washington, D.C. bungling. I didn't know it was with intent. Now, during the Trump years, the funding was provided, and things were moving forward to protect the national power grid. Well, of course, that ended when Joe Biden took over. Now we're about 4 months into the second year of the Biden administration. And if you have any knowledge about whether funding is being provided by the U.S. Congress to protect the national power grid, or if there's been any blockage taking place, can you share that with us, please?
Yeah. So, yes, absolutely. So we are a part of a program. It's the Texas Grid Pilot Program through the DEMSO down in JBSA, Joint Base San Antonio. That was ongoing from the former president. And things, so number one, the executive orders for the protection of the grid didn't go away. There just hasn't been a lot of movement on it. You know, so we're kind of more at a crawl pace now, but there is still ongoing efforts to attempt to do things, but I have not yet seen anything large.
Well, let me help you out here, Andrew. The key to whether things do or do not happen is funding. Otherwise, it's just talk.
Right.
So whoever has time to look into that, I personally don't have time to look into it. Whatever has time to look into whether these efforts are being funded by the U.S. Congress, the president can't. It's kind of funny, kind of a side note here. We always hear, it doesn't matter what administration, whether it's Biden or Trump or Obama, that the president did this, president didn't do that. The president can't spend one penny without authorization from Congress first. So let's put the blame where blame, put the credit where credit is due. If Congress is providing money for these efforts, they are great. If they're not, they're not. And that's where the rubber meets the road is in funding,
right?
Isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, funding certainly incredibly large piece of it. There's a lot of variables associated to it, but funding certainly is probably the largest by far, and I think you hit the nail on the head on that. There are efforts to get more things written into law. I can't go too deep into that, but all we can do is swing and then hopefully start getting protection. But it is kind of very slow right now.
Well, Andrew, you're quite a bit younger than me. You're far too young to have grandchildren in college, but I do. I have my one grandson just graduated, and I got two more that'll be entering college in about 2 years. And for a grandparent, my concern is safety of the grandkids. And I'm sure you'll feel the same way. Once you have grandchildren in college, you'll feel the same way. I want to make sure my grandchildren could get home in the event of a crisis. That's why I took the time and spent the money to make sure that all three grandchildren have their vehicles equipped with EMP shield devices. Even though the oldest grandson it was and is qualified to be a professional football player, I still want to make sure he has a 2-hour drive instead of a 1-week walk to get home from college.
Right.
You know, and it applies to all the grandchildren, whether they're boys or girls or their level of physical fitness. I don't care how smart or how big or how tough you are, a 2-hour drive is far superior than a 1-week walk, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. And, the weather started to get hot outside, and I couldn't imagine having to walk for 2 weeks in the dead of the summer, especially post-EMP when it's every person for themselves. And, it can be incredibly dangerous. It really could be. And if you have something that somebody wants, or maybe they want you specifically, if you're a female, I can see that as an even larger threat. There's a lot of insane risks associated to this, and that vehicle functioning could literally be the difference between life and death and getting to where you need to go.
It is. Now, it gave me peace of mind knowing that all three grandchildren have their motor vehicles equipped with EMP shield devices. And how do you put a price tag on that? When I go to sleep at night, I know I've done everything I can to help those innocent youngsters be able to get home in the event of that kind of crisis. That's as much as any grandfather can do, isn't it?
It is. It's hard to put a price tag on it. It's an invaluable tool. It's actually very affordable. And that's why the vehicle model is by far the most popular model, is people understand that their vehicle's a tool. And the importance of getting from point A to point B, or making sure that your wife or your child gets to the location they need to get at, is it's critical.
It is. It's absolutely critical. And I hope people can understand that and appreciate that. And I know before I had the EMP shield device on my home here, every time there was a thunderstorm approaching, or I would just go around unplugging everything that had you know, that was vulnerable to lightning, which is basically all my computers and radios and all that kind of equipment, because I didn't want to have to deal with the effects of lightning. Now I don't need to do that. It is so nice. And I'm my new place here, I got two buildings with, let's see, I got one, two, three. I got four computers plugged in, a printer, and other electronics. I don't need to do that anymore. It is so nice. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Andrew, we cover a lot of territory, as usual. Got a lot of great information out here, updates on what's really going on. I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but this coming Thursday, I will get, we believe, a live report from Ukraine from Joseph Hoar, H-O-A-R. He's a volunteer paramedic working on the front lines to help innocent men, women, and children that have been injured in this war. Both Russians and Ukrainians, by the way, they don't discriminate. If you're hurt, they will render aid. And we hope to get that report this coming Thursday live on my show via satellite telephone.
Wow.
And
okay.
I have a second friend who's attempting to get to Ukraine to volunteer also. I trained him to be an investigator back in the late 80s. He's a veteran of the French Foreign Legion, so he knows what being in a war zone is like. He's been there, done that, got the T-shirt. And if he goes, I hope to be getting satellite reports from him also. In the meantime, we encourage people to do their own homework, make their own decisions, and hopefully they'll come to their correct decision, in my opinion, to protect their car, their home, their generator from the effects of EMP, as well as, in the case of their home and generator, from the effects of lightning as well. Right, Andrew?
That's right. Yeah, and I'm very excited. So if you end up getting some info via satellite phone or any other method, I'd be very interested to know what the reports are, because the information that we're getting currently is just simply... It's hard to know how real it really is.
You can't trust it.
Right.
The first casualty of war is the truth. And both sides are making up stories and lying. We know that. We hardly know what to believe.
Yeah. Yeah, just make sure to warn. I'm sure they already know. But if they're disseminating information, they also become a target. So tell them to be very, very careful.
Well, we'll do what we can to protect him and make sure he doesn't give away any information that could cause him any harm. Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Monday, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay. All right. Top of the hour break coming up here. We'll have Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews and get caught up on what's going on with Freedom Center USA, located in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers.